Amen. What a court. All cases were dismissed. That is what love can do. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the beginning, where we are and where you are taking us to. We give you all glory and adoration. We bless your holy name. As we go into your word, Father, speak your word to us in Jesus' name. Let your word be firmly established in our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What a beautiful judge, the beautiful people. The cases, all the cases were dismissed, right? That is what love can do. What is that case? What is that situation you find yourself? As a couple? As an individual? Or as a church? When love reigns, every situation will be dismissed. Every negative situation will be dismissed. Today, we are looking at love is central in relationship. And that is exactly what we have seen in those court cases. Everything was centered on the love, and the judge has no option. Make reference to the scripture, and she dismisses all the cases. Now, if I should remind you, this year has been declared the year of relationship. And if I will ask you, relationship itself is a way of, it's a way of two people, two or more people that get connected together, or state of being connected together. If I ask you now, what hold relationship together? What hold relationship together? Love, yes, and what? Trust. Trust, communication, commitment. While all these things are what hold relationship together. But the scripture made it clear that love is the central glue that cemented everything together. You can see from those cases, they forgive each other because love have glued everything together. They forgive each other, and that is why 1 John 2:10 says, "He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." Brethren, John is reminding us here that the mark of true fellowship with God is how we love one another. How we love one another is the true mark of true fellowship. Love as a mark of light that we can see. Love as a light of light. That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 10, which we just read. But when you come down to verse 9, it contrasts it. If you jump to verse 11, again, we are not going to that because of our time, but you can read it and understand what I'm saying. I will just put it together as a mathematician. If you are not a mathematician, please don't worry. Ask your neighbor. He will explain to you. But I'm sure you are going to get it. When you read those scriptures I just mentioned, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11, you will see that love is equal to light. And when you walk in light, you will never stumble. Amen? And why the other side? Hate. When you hate somebody, hate is equal to darkness. When you walk in darkness, there is tendency for you to stumble. Hallelujah. So, why light reveal, light guide, and keep us safe? Darkness always causes us to stumble. You will never walk in darkness in Jesus' name. In a relationship, when love is the light, that will keep each and every one of you from falling into bitterness. As you have seen in the scripture, because of lack of love, there are a lot of bitterness that we have seen there. When light is missing, when love is missing, there will be envy or there will be division. Without love, even good intention can stumble. So love is at the center of relationship. For you to have a good relationship with someone, you need to have love. The question is, why love is central in relationship? The answer is the following scripture. One, because God is love. Because what? God is love. 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. If you don't love God, then you don't. He who does not love God does not know God, for God is love. Our relationship reflects the God we serve. They should be able to see me and see you and say, yes, he's a Christian. He's a child of God. All this is centered on the love that you have shown. So if you love God, you will love your neighbor and your relationship will be more firm and solid. So why love is central in relationship? Because love fulfills laws. Romans 13:10. Love does not harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah. All commandments and how we treat people. Do not steal, do not lie, do not this, do that, do this, do that. All are put together and sum up together in love. Because when you love someone, you will not steal his property. When you love someone, you will not have any hatred for anyone. When you love someone, you will not tell that person a lie. Because you love that person. Love is central. Why love is central in relationship? Because love builds community. Colossians 3:14. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. What Paul was telling us here, Paul called love the bond of perfection because it holds family together. When the family loves each other, that bond will be there. Paul is telling us that it holds friendship together. Love holds what? Friendship together. Even the church that we are, when we love each other dearly, it holds us together. Hallelujah. So, what are the practical expressions of love in relationship? That is, how do you put love into practical practice? Practical expression of love in relationship can be done through what? Next slide, sister. Can be done through forgiveness. Love let go of offenses, as we have seen in the skit. They forgive each other. Forgiveness is what is bringing us together. Patient. Love gives people time to grow and change. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Sacrifice. Love seeks the other's good, even at cost. John 15:13. Love encourage. When you love someone, you will always give encouragement. Love build up rather than tear down. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Now, we have what we call barrier to love. There are walls, barriers to love. What are these walls? Pride. Unforgiveness. If in those kids, if they have not forgiven each other, I'm sure the judge will place his judgment upon them. But because they are forgiving each other, all the cases were dismissed. So don't allow unforgiveness between you and your spouse to be a barrier to the love that God has planted in your family. Jealousy is another barrier. It's another barrier to love. Selfishness is another barrier to love. These are darkness. That's why when you walk in darkness, you will find yourself in this situation. But when you walk in light, all these barriers will be bulldozed down by the mighty power of God. The cross itself showed the way out. Look at Jesus. He loved sacrificially. Even when he was rejected. Brethren, how do we apply this love to our family? How do we apply it to our life itself? We can apply the love to be the central in our relationship, in our marriages. Love can be central. Not just attraction or convenience only. In our marriage, we can allow love to be the central of that marriage. And what next? In our family itself. In the family, love should be the central. Love should guide how parents raise their children. Love your children with love. Let love be the center. In the church of God, love is the true measure of discipleship. We should always show each other love. When we are fellowshipping outside after the service, we fellowship in love. Then, next one is in the society. Brethren, love challenges us to act with justice, compassion, and humility. Let me put everything together. When the marriage is good, the family is good. When the family is good, what happens? The society is good. The church also is good. And when the church is good, the entire world will be good. Everything will be at peace. Praise the Lord. In conclusion, Apostle John reminds us that love is not optional. It is central. It is defining mark of God's light. The woman ministry of this church, message to you tonight, their message to you tonight is to remind you of John's message, which is simple, very deep, profound. To walk in the light, which means to walk in love. When you walk in light, you walk in love. Without love, relationship will stumble. With love, everything will flourish. Brethren, ask God to renew your heart with his love so that your relationship will walk in light. John's message is clear. Love is not optional. It is the proof of living God, of living God's light. Because love builds relationship, it sustains fellowship, and prevents stumbling. Jesus himself said, by this, everyone know that you are my, what? Disciples. So, if you love one another, that is the condition there. The terms and condition there is that when you love one another, you will know that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, that identity will be with you. People will say, no wonder. He's a true Christian. He's a Christian because you show love. Let us commit today to make love the center of every relationship that we might find ourselves, either in our family, in the church, or in the society. Brethren, love is not an optional. Thank you, and God bless you. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. At this point, before we move to the next one, you are here. There is something that is bothering your mind. I'm not saying you should come out, but you have something you want to pray about. You have something that is disturbing you, that you want to use this Women Ministry Victory Night as a point of contact to declare to God. I want you to rise up on your feet. Something is bothering your mind. I want you to talk to God yourself right now that, God, this is what is bothering my mind. I want to use this victory night to testify to the glory of God. You only understand those areas where you are being bothered. You know those areas where you are feeling the pain. Commit everything unto God. The God himself is here. He's in our midst. He's ready because we are already walking in the light. And our relationship with him is deep and more deep. So talk to God that, God, these are the areas that I want you to touch me. These are the areas that I want you to reach to me. These are the things that I will come to this altar and testify to the glory of God. Commit everything unto God, that God is listening now. When you speak, he's ready to listen. The Bible says you should ask, and it shall be given. Knock, it should be opened. And when you seek, you will find. This is your time. In this victory night, I want you to remember today and say, God, I thank you that I'm in the right place at the right time and the right message has come. And I pray whatever that is bothering you right now, the God himself will perfect it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is giving you sleepless nights, the end has come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever be that your heart desire that you are asking God for, because you are here tonight and God is the center of our relationship, which is love, because you are walking in light, the light of God will shine over those problems and everything will fade away in the mighty name of Jesus. That your heart desire, the Lord will fulfill it for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Quickly, may I request all the sisters to come forward. Hold your hands the way the choir is holding. Yes,
Pastor. Okay. Sorry, I still have one, two, or two things to say. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. I want the core group to come outside. This event was made possible by God with coordination of all the core group members. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. The event tonight was made possible with God at the central of everything. These are the core group that represent the TBLF Women Ministry. And at this point in time, I would like to call also, you know you are a worker in Bread of Life, Women Ministry now, not in the church. Every workers, please come out. Every workers in the Women Ministry, everyone, praise and worship, ushering, designer, everyone, you are a worker, please. You can please move forward the back also. You can move forward. One row can stand. As you have seen from that projection they made earlier on, they have various ministry in women ministry, the praise and worship team, the Dorcas design, the ushering ministry, Mata kitchen, and so on. Let's put our hands together for them. Yes, for this victory night, everything has become possible. We are all clapping, we are smiling. You participated in the skit, in the praise and worship, everything. Please join them at the stage. You participate, join. For everyone that are part of it, the extended brother, please don't join. I'm a woman. I'm blessed to be here tonight. I'm a sister. I'm a young sister. I'm blessed to be part of this victory night. Please come out, everyone. Everyone, you are a woman, you are a sister, you are here tonight. Everyone, sister, you are a sister, please. Everyone, all the sisters here, even the young sisters, the young one, every female that are here, You are part of the victory night tonight. Please, everyone. Brothers, let's put our hand together for the sisters. Let's put our hand together for the sister, including the young ones. At this point, I'd like to call Brother Pradeep. Brother Pradeep. I want you to pray for the sisters. Then they are going to sing. Yeah, the youngest sister is also here. The youngest sister is also here. Please come. Let's put our hand together for Jesus. The youngest sister among them, she's also here.
Hallelujah. Let's all close our eyes and let us give thanks unto the Lord. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to your presence with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts. Indeed, Lord, our hearts are overwhelmed by your love which you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. Father, we want to say thank you for each of our sisters whom you have used mightily for the glory of your name, Lord, today. Father, you have reminded us that the greatest commandment that you have given us is loving you and loving one another. Lord, bless each of our sisters with strength, with grace, with love, so that, Lord, they may fulfill all righteousness in all their roles as mothers, sisters, wives, daughters, and above all, a woman of God. Father, we want to say thank you once again for this beautiful evening you have given us, so that we were edified by each other and we were ministered by your dear daughters, Lord, today. So Lord, we return all the glory and honor and praise unto you. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you all, sisters.
Okay, before we say the grace, I want all the sisters to hold the way I asked you all to before for the practice. Yeah, this way. Yeah, as we all sing, bind us together, Lord. Yeah, somebody can bind. Yeah, come Divya. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Bind us together with love. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind
Father, we want to bless your name and thank you, Lord, right from the beginning of this event, this program tonight. This service has been to your glory. Father, continue to bind us together with your love in the mighty name of Jesus. We have celebrated Victory Night tonight. Next year will be greater than this in Jesus' name. And I pray that God Almighty, who has binded us together, will continue to unify us together in Jesus' name. I pray, God Almighty, every home will receive the binding of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The victory God has given unto us tonight shall never depart from us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you once again for this service of tonight. Thank you for the time spent before you. Thank you for everyone you have used tonight, all the sisters, those that sing, those that are the kids, and everyone, even those that are in attendance. As we go to our different homes, let your presence go with us in Jesus' name. And your name shall be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, for the rest of the year, our programs in this TBLF, everything we commit unto you. As you have been with us from the beginning, you will be with us till the end of the year as well, in Jesus' name. All our programs shall be to your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
The refreshments before you leave, and the newcomers, please meet Sister Sade or Sister Venmati, our pastor's wives and the co-group members, or Sister Carolyn, Sister, one of these sisters, okay, Sister Capcat, or these sisters before you leave, the newcomers. Yeah, Sister, come on.
Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around.
Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
the Lord will visit you.
Amen.
By this time of next year, you will testify to the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you all.